Hello and welcome to the Wise Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Brady Fitzgerald, joined as always by my co-host, Chris Hagan.
How you guys doing?
I'm currently don't have a mouse, so I'm a little frustrated
because my
I literally can't see anything on my computer screen because I can't move anything around. Because my laptop, like the mouse pad, just doesn't want to click and hold. So I hope the stream looks all right. I know it's recording. So I hope the stream looks all right. But I'm not.
I can pull it up to check.
All right. I'm not gonna be able to see.
I can see that we're live. Looks good. Looks good to me.
All right. I'm glad it looks good. Luckily, this isn't.
I'm not going to be watching it, but in this very moment,
it shouldn't change. I'm not going to touch my laptop. Luckily, if this was the last episode, also this is such a terrible start. It's been a long time.
What's the last episode?
Last episode was the 24th of July. We haven't missed anything. The Olympics Olympics still aren't over. We did uniform rankings. Luckily, we're not doing that today. If I had to do the pictures on this laptop, we would just cancel the episode. Now we're doing NFL team tiers. So I'm pumped. I'm glad this is working. Well, let's get started. You ready, Chris?
You look like a fish out of water.
I just don't look in place.
No mouse. No chair.
No, yeah.
Cross applesauce.
Yeah. I need to situate. So yeah, for the people at home, I'm in South Carolina again at my lovely girlfriend's house. I need to situate a better pod spot for next time we pod if I'm still here. I shouldn't be here for too long. I'm here for like another week. But if we do another pod, which we probably will, I'm going to get a better spot. That's okay though. I'm comfortable. I'm now set up. I feel like I have more range of motion, so I'm into
that's
that.
That's good.
Yeah. Let's get started. All right, NFL tiers. The NFL season is coming in underway. Preseason games have started. We had a trade that went down 10 minutes ago, Chris. The Vikings are trading former first-round pick Andrew Bluth to the Cowboys.
Never mind.
In exchange for Nashawn Wright. Who must be another corner. Weird. Player for player trade.
I thought you were going to say something about Ayuk.
Is there something brewing?
Steelers momentum. So I thought maybe that there was something that happened officially.
There is a lot of Steelers momentum.
I'm sure you saw the Pats storyline.
Yeah.
How they offered him like over $30 million.
Yeah, they offered a bunch of money. He said he didn't want to go, so they pulled out. It was funny, like it was like a funny way to do it. They're like, we're pulling out of the Brandon Ayuk situation because Brandon Ayuk does not want to play for us. It was a very sad announcement.
Rescinding his invite to the whoever what team was
the Warriors,
maybe.
Yeah.
That were like, we're not gonna come to the White House, and he's like, perfect, you're not invited.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. They got ahead of the story. That's what it was like, basically. They got ahead of the story. Mm-hmm. Like we're gonna say we don't want him before
everyone finds out that yes. You ought to be the highest paid player on your team.
And I think it's funny, they had the trade package would have had Kendrick Bourne in it. I think you would have needed that because there's a lot of you drafted two rookie wide receivers. It wouldn't have been a stupid trade. Like, I wouldn't have hated it. You get a fresh wide receiver to go with Drake May, and you have two rookies that can work behind them. They have a bunch of cap space. I don't know why you wouldn't burn it. So, wouldn't have been a terrible move, but, you know, I could see why Brandon Ayuk. He wouldn't want to go from the 49ers, a team that is bet on favorite to win the Super Bowl every year, to the Patriots.
But, like, what? This is obviously a side tangent to what we're actually going to talk about, but, like, Who is going to make a trade for him that is a team that he wants to get to? Like, all the teams that can afford to not only trade for him, but to then extend him are teams like the Patriots.
Yeah, exactly. And or like the Steelers, where it's like, I guess if you want to put your baskets in Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, he said he didn't like the, I think the official quote was he didn't like the quarterbacks. He didn't like the quarterbacks of the Patriots. So he doesn't want a rookie.
Bam. So he didn't even like, he didn't even try to deflect from the real issue.
No, no. He came out and was like, yeah, I just don't like the quarterback. Yeah. I think that's pretty funny. I mean, and like he's a rookie quarterback. If you're trying to become, trying to force your way out, you don't want to go to a rookie quarterback. So I can understand that.
Yeah, right. But I will say for Drake May, hanging up in the locker room, dude.
Yeah. Put that quote board, because they always
70%.
Have. They just at this point, it's funny. It's not like newspapers anymore. You can just print out the Instagram post, the Bleacher Report quote, because it has Brandon Ayuk in the background. It has a nice quote. And it says the quarterbacks, and then why he doesn't want to go to the Patriots. That's a great, thing to put up in your locker room. That's a great quote board right there. All right. That being said, I don't know who trades for him. I think the Niners might just extend him.
I think they're gonna sit on it.
They should. I mean, they need to get like,
a. They're not gonna cut this. We did this whole thing with Debo, no?
Yes, we did. I feel like we've been doing this with Ayuk for way too long, too.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah, it needs to be taken care of.
Wide receiver is like just the most dramatic position in any sport.
I don't know. Have you seen a quarterback? Like when a quarterback gets fishy,
but
a quarterback gets really fishy.
I guess, but it's not the same volume. Like the quarterback contracts, like feels like they just happen. Like there are like the Kirk thing in Washington. Like there are cases where it becomes into this whole charade. But I feel like usually they just get paid and that's the end of it.
Yeah, that's the difference, I guess, is that people are just more willing to pay quarterbacks every time compared to wide receivers. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's get on to our tier rankings. You want to start from the bottom or the top?
Ooh, good question. We usually start at the top.
Yeah, we normally
start at the bottom this time.
Yeah, I was thinking, let's start at the bottom with the teams. All right. I did mine in not only tier order, but how I think they're, like, I ranked them too within the tiers. So I'm going to go by that way.
Oh, I didn't do that.
That's okay.
But I can do it on the fly.
All right, so the worst team in the NFL, let's just start with that before we get to the tier. Who do you think the worst team in the NFL is going to be?
I think it's still Carolina.
You think it's Carolina? Like
back-to-back?
I think it's got...
I can't, like... They were the worst team in the league, and they didn't have a first-round draft pick, and they didn't really upgrade at all. They traded away their best player, lost a starting linebacker on defense. Did they add any receivers?
They got Deontay Johnson.
Okay. Yeah, that doesn't really do it for me.
Like, hey, Xavier Leggett.
Offensive line.
Offensive line, they got two guards.
Okay.
So they upgraded there a little bit.
And they have a rookie head coach who nobody really wanted.
Do we know that?
Don't know. I'm not Canales.
I mean, confident. Yeah, that's fair.
I was dialed into the coaching search.
That's true. You were
no one. His name did not come up for anyone, and then he was hired by the Panthers. I'm not saying that automatically means he's not going to work out. I'm saying that it's less likely.
Okay. I get the logic there. I'm going with the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I figured that was
they're starting Jared Stidham. That's
like a major white and red flag at the same time.
Sean Payton, let's just go back. Sean Payton says they take Bo Picks at number 12 overall in the NFL draft. Sean Payton goes, last time I felt this confident in a guy, I was begging the Saints to trade up for Patrick Mahomes. And now we're 3 weeks away from the start of the season, and Jared Stidham is taking number one reps, and he's the third string behind Zach Wilson and Jared Stidham. I gotta say, I'm leaving Maryland.
In all fairness, the depth charts are not official.
I get it.
They are clearly announced as unofficial depth charts.
I get that. But I just want to say, I'm leaving Maryland. I'm driving out. You know, you gotta. I'm about to endeavor on 7 more hours of in a car. Luckily, there's a little bit of traffic. I get on my DraftKings account, and I put in
DraftKings in the car.
I put on. Cool. I had to get. I was like, I realized, like, oh, I'm leaving Maryland. I'm not gonna have any legal gambling.
Got it. Okay, that's why this. Okay, I'm tracking now.
And I pull up the DraftKings. I bet Denver Broncos worst record in the NFL. I think it's. Let me see what the bet slip is. I think it's +800. So that it was nice odds.
It also, like, it just seems like a situation where they hired Sean Payton to revive his team, and it's just like the complete opposite. Like, he had his run with the Saints.
Yeah,
he's just the type of coach that can just walk in and turn a franchise around. And he has a very high ego, a very shitty quarterback room.
Well, and they had a lot. The other issue is
they traded away so many draft picks too.
They have a lot of other issues.
Right back up to get Bo Nix.
They have a lot of other issues other than quarterback too. Like, this team gave up 80 points in a game. Remember that? Gave up 80 points to the Dolphins in an NFL on a Sunday. You have 80 points.
They lost to the Commanders.
They
blew a 3-touchdown lead.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Commanders finished 2-13.
There's a lot of problems with this team. And they wasted their draft picks on more quarterbacks to chuck at the wall. All right. What's the tier then?
I mean, they're 31. They're 31 on mine.
There you go.
So
there you go. All right, let's look at the overall tier.
Okay, so my bottom two tiers are trash, but could be encouraging, and then trash, and I'm very concerned.
Okay.
So the teams that fall into that bottom tier is the Panthers, the Broncos, and the New York Football Giants.
Nice.
And Hard Knocks didn't help because it gave me no confidence that team is being run the right way.
No. No, neither am I. Yeah, that's
not at all.
So we both watched Hard Knocks within this break of podcasting. How did you like it?
The first.
Yes,
because now we have actual Hard Knocks.
Yes,
I thought this one was way better.
I thought it was way more interesting
than normal Hard Knocks. I think, like, I watched the first episode of Bears Hard Knocks on Tuesday.
Yeah, same here.
I was like all pumped up for it, and I was like, it wasn't as good.
No, I fell asleep. I was bored. I was like, this is boring.
It doesn't help that Eberflus is like the most boring person.
He was like, he got his hair cut
on a TV screen. It was like a 10-minute segment was how he got a haircut, and then he grew out his beard.
Yeah,
and that was like the big
and now
story.
It's a whole new
Caleb Williams and Simone Biles. That was the episode. It was horrible.
It was.
I got my girlfriend like so pumped. I was like, we're watching Hard Knocks tonight. Like, football's back.
She snoozed too. Pumped. Yeah. I'm glad. It seems like I didn't sleep through it then, because it seems like I watched all of it. Simone Biles, Caleb Williams, terrible at singing, got a big signing bonus, and then Matt Eberflus, who grew out a beard, and it changed like his whole like. I think his wife loves him more because he has a beard now. Like, that's what it seemed like.
He in all fairness, he does look a lot better with a beard.
Oh yeah, 1,000%.
But like, that's not what I. Not what I want to see on Hard Knocks.
Beard changed a white boy's life, you know. As a guy with a beard, I can speak to it. So wait.
Anyway,
say
the Giants Hard Knocks.
Oh wait, yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Trash, and I'm very concerned. Panthers, Giants, Broncos.
We got off on a tangent of Hard Knocks. I was forgetting where we were at real quick.
Yeah. So Hard Knocks, the Giants clearly do not want Daniel Jones to be their quarterback.
No.
It probably is a conversation every 15 minutes.
Yep.
Where they say, well, if we just go with Daniel, like, we'll have to do this.
And they have, like, no other options, too. They're like, if we go with Daniel.
No options. Because the top three in the draft are all like, yeah, we're not going anywhere. Yeah. I guess they didn't like JJ enough.
No, they didn't give a crap about JJ.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. I thought the one thing I was very surprised, I thought they were in on JJ. And like there was some like that that there was a possibility that they were gonna take him at six. They didn't care about JJ at all.
They were in on May, is who they were in on.
Yes. They liked May a lot, but they didn't care about JJ at all.
No. Or Penix.
No, or Penix at all. But
I don't know
if they stick with Daniels.
So yeah, now they're on the hook for another year, Daniel Jones. They clearly hate him. Which it honestly kind of made me like Daniel Jones a little bit more because I feel bad for him.
No, I didn't feel bad for him. They talked to him like they talked about him like he was just a guy who robbed them of $40 million. Like that's
they gave him the contract.
I know that's the thing. That's the thing. They gave him the contract.
Hasn't even been a year. That's the most absurd. Well, it's been a little over a year now, but at the time of this discussion, like 12 months ago, you guys gave him $40 million guaranteed.
Yeah, and just because they won one playoff game, so that'll do it.
Yeah.
And now they have a whole documentary about how much they want a replacement of him, and then they didn't get a replacement. They got a wide receiver for him.
Yeah, they got Drew Lock, their backup,
who apparently played terrible in the preseason game.
And they signed two offensive linemen.
Oh,
and so, like those are stepping stones. Because that's something, I guess.
It was fun to see the moves, but then when they're talking, so they're talking about, it's like three episodes about Saquon Barkley. And every time the GM talks to Saquon, he just confirms to Saquon, like, hey, we don't really want you. Like, we just want to see, like, how little we can give you before.
That's exactly before what he you're said. Insulted. Saquon was like, okay.
Yeah, he's like, he calls him up and he's like,
okay, you will come back and tell us, right? And also, the Eagles gave him, like, $500K more than what their, like, breaking point was. I was like, really? You couldn't cough up
an extra million
dollars?
You could tell all that stuff was only for the cameras, because the cameras were there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they
tried to guilt trip him. They were like, oh, well, if he wants to be a Wall of Fame guy for the Giants, he'll take a hometown discount. It's like, no one's going to take a hometown discount to play for the Giants.
And the
come on,
like Hall of Fame, like I'm already in the Giants Hall of Fame, buddy. Like I've been carrying this team for relevance for 8 years now. And the other thing, it's like the best part was he gets off the phone. It's like Saquon's going to the Eagles. They all like fake disappointment. They're all so sad. And then immediately, 2 seconds later, they're like, Dayball's like, so we're good on Singletary? And he's like, we're in. It's like
motor.
And yeah, and it's like Devin Singletary. Yeah, motor. We're good on motor. Motor's all of a sudden a sign of the contract. It's like you didn't give a shit about Saquon.
Please not say Saquon Barkley and Devin Singletary in the same breath.
Oh, they didn't care about Saquon at all. And if I'm a Giants fan, I'm watching that like, man, they didn't care at all about keeping Saquon.
No, not at all. I thought the best part of that whole saga was when John Mara walks in.
And he always like, walks in with his hands in his pockets.
He just like puts
he saunters in.
Yo, I'm really going to lose sleep if he goes to the Eagles. And he's like, no, like it'll be okay.
Yeah, he's like, don't worry about it.
All right. And he comes out. And then the show cuts to NFL Network. Breaking news. Saquon Barkley is signed with division rival Philadelphia Eagles. And then it cuts right back to Shane's office, and Mara just putzes on in, and Shane's just like, we're gonna be fine, John. It's gonna be okay. He's like, I think so too, but this isn't great.
My favorite was right before the draft, he's like, I'm gonna have heart palpitations. It's like, all right, buddy, relax. Relax over there. You're not even making any decisions here. You're just sitting here. Great. And he kept talking about how he's like, oh, you know, just like how we traded up for Eli. Same thing here.
Yeah, right.
It's like, you're not trading up
for Eli. Did you realize,
like look at the clown in the chair. This guy's not trading up for shit.
Also, let's not make, I know they want two Super Bowls. Let's not make Eli Manning the standard of what we're shooting for here. Eli Manning had.
Didn't they already, they just inked Eli Manning to $40 million. They just ain't tough, Eli. I don't know what their problem is. All right. Let's get back. We're just talking about Hard Knocks now. Let's get back to the let's get back to the
Giants series. Are 30.
They're rightfully so. They're 30 on mine too. I have 32 and 31 flipped. I have my bottom tier is just happy to be here. They're not going to contend for anything. They're probably not going to be close to 500. Maybe they'll win 7 games, and they'll be very, very happy to be there and win 7 games. And that is both our teams. So the New England Patriots, the Washington Commanders, New York Football Giants, the Panthers, and the Broncos. So it gets pretty doom and gloom after the first two. But but that's where we are. That's our lives now.
Our two teams and then what I had in my tier?
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's upsetting that we're in that tier. But we have something. Like, we have things to be excited about.
The thing is, the other three teams are declining. We've already reached the rock bottom. That's the thing.
That's true.
Like we've hit the bottom. It's not going to get much worse than
what we've had. God willing, we've hit bottom.
That's a good point.
Sometimes you think that.
That's a good point. And you know, it's funny. I'm the rookie at this being bad thing. You're the vet here, so like you have to talk me down when it's like, oh, at least we're promising that this is perfect. This is when I need you to be like, this is what you think. You think you're promising until it's 10 years of promising, and then.
I think if you have a rookie quarterback, you're automatically promising.
Oh, of course.
Unless you have
Broncos.
Right. There are conditions. If you have if you have a top 5 pick and you took a rookie quarterback, there was at least some consensus that that was the right pick, then you are promising. Like, when the Giants took Daniel Jones at 6, and everybody's like, what?
Yeah.
That's not promising. Penix at 8, not promising. I know it's a different situation, but Nix at 12, not promising.
JJ, promising.
I'd say that's promising. But it's situational.
That's more of situation. That's more of situational.
Right, correct. So, we are promising right now.
Yes.
And let's enjoy that while we have it.
It's funny. You're right. There's almost two different tiers of promising teams. There's the promising team that has the highly drafted rookie quarterback, and then there's the promising team that has like the good team around the midly drafted quarterback.
Yeah. Or you're the Bears.
We're the Bears.
And the expectations are through the roof.
That's true. Yeah, honestly, it's funny. Like any normal team that any team that had the last 2 years as the Bears would be in a completely different tier of what they were if they didn't get Caleb Williams.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's go to the next.
We'd just be doing the field sharing again.
Let's go to
my next tier. This is my trash, but could be encouraging. And I have our two teams. And then I have the Tennessee Titans. And the Las Vegas Raiders.
Okay. I like that. I had them in Titans. Go ahead.
I was just kidding. Titans have Levis.
Uh-huh.
So we don't really know. We kind of talked about that when we did QB tiers. Kind of a wild card. It could definitely be dropped down to the lowest tier within 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Vegas. I think they did the right thing by not giving up too much for a quarterback this year. I like Antonio Pierce. Like, if there's actually as much buy-in for him as it seemed like there was at the end of last season when they promoted him, then, I don't know, things could be moving in the right direction, at least just culture-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Roster-wise, I think they're still trash.
When
you have to bring in Gardner Minshew, not a good sign.
Yeah, and they just kind of punted on that whole quarterback thing. Like, I thought they were going to try something with the draft.
They kicked the can down the road.
Well, they kicked the can down the road, and I think they thought if Penix or if, Bo Pix make it to the second round, maybe we'll throw something at it. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think, I mean, they went way earlier than they expected. So,
I have no issue with that.
No, I have no issue with that either. So, but I agree. It just puts them at this limitation where their ceiling for wins is going to be capped off at, I don't know, 8 because of Gardner Minshew.
I was going to say 7.
Yeah. Yeah, 7 or 8.
And then a tough division, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess not as tough as it used to be.
I don't know. I mean, the Chargers are tough, but they we'll get to them soon. Yeah. They're a weird one. I had a comparable tier to yours. It was the fight to 500. It is the Vikings, the Raiders, the Titans, and the Saints.
Okay. I have a couple of them in my next tier.
So similar to tier to you.
I'll just... Yeah.
Go ahead. You said you...
I was just going to get to my... Well, no, my next tier has 6 teams. You keep going with... All right. We can talk about the 2 that I have.
All right. So the Vikings and the Saints are the ones we haven't really talked about yet. Vikings, rookie quarterback-ish, Sam Darnold-ish. I think it's going to be Sam to start out. They have a great roster, though. They have a good defense. They have great offensive weapons around J.J. McCarthy and or Sam Darnold. It'll be a matter of how well the QB can play to see how many wins they get. They can have 9 wins, I feel like, as their ceiling, and they could have 2 wins as their floor. Like, if Sam Darnold plays terribly, they could be really, really bad. If J.J. McCarthy can't get it together, they could be really, really bad. If they put those
I think pieces, there's too much talent on that team to be that bad.
You think so?
They have injuries. Like, if Justin Jefferson gets hurt, then...
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. And
I also like KOC.
You like who?
Kevin O'Connell.
Oh, yeah. He's a good coach. I like him a lot. I think from what we've seen, from what I've seen on the receiver Netflix show and the quarterback Netflix show, because he was in both of them, the way that he talks to the players, I just like the way that he coaches. I think
that is like the final determinant of whether or not you're a good coach.
Yeah, can you look good on a Netflix show while I'm watching it? That's a great point.
Eberflus can't.
I don't know. I was kind of in. You're kind of out on the beard.
You're in on Eberflus?
I was kind of in on the bearded Eberflus. Him talking, though, when I was, I will say.
His hype speech, though, at the beginning of the episode was so
awful.
It was
a snooze fest. I was about to say, him, so like, hyping up the guys is really bad. He can't hype up shit.
It's so bad. You don't become a winner by winning. You don't become a loser by losing.
Yeah, that was bad. It was consistently, it was all about consistently winning so and bad. Consistently. I can't tell. I just like you. I like the beard and haircut Eberflus. All right, what's your next tier? I got a big one too. I wonder if it'll be.
I named this one Holy Mid. And these are the teams that like 6 to 9 wins is my range.
Okay.
Tampa Bay.
Yep.
Pittsburgh.
Okay.
The Vikings we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals.
Yep.
Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
And Saints.
Okay.
Like, those teams, you are going into the season finding a way to convince yourself that this is going to be an exciting year, and it's not. Like, the Bucks.
So
I don't even know what you say for the Bucks. You made the playoffs last year, so that's something. Steelers, you're going to convince yourself that one of the two quarterbacks, either you're going to have like a renaissance from Russell Wilson or Fields is going to break out. They've all convinced themselves, but one way or another. The Vikings, you have a rookie quarterback. Arizona, Kyler's back all year. Weren't as bad as they were last year. Chargers, you have Harbaugh. I don't know about the Saints. I can't even come up with something.
They're
about as mediocre as it gets. Sign Chase Young. Go prove it deal.
Oh, great. Sign Chase Young. Jesus. That was a stretch, even from you. That was a stretch.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was on a roll there. I was just looking at the logos and like, because I've been doing this for 22 years, thinking about something to get excited about for the football season.
Yeah.
So it's pretty easy. But when, like, I see that logo.
I don't know what the hell you get excited about with the Saints.
I have no idea. Nothing. There's literally nothing.
I like that tier, though. I like that tier, because you're right. Hey. There's something you can get excited about, something you can get excited for each one of these teams. I think the key is, for me, a lot of these teams are in this tier that I call fighting for the playoffs. Which, those guys, a lot of the tier consists of the same four teams that are in. Colts were in your tier, right?
No. I don't have Colts.
All right. Chargers, Tampa Bay, Seahawks, Steelers, Cardinals were all in there, right?
Yep.
All right. So, those teams could be, they can end up being bad. One injury away even of being really bad.
One injury away from like top five pick.
Yeah. Or they can sneak in. I could not be surprised if any of these teams sneak in as the last wild card spot.
Yeah, and it there are teams where like if everything goes right, you're 10-7.
Yeah. Yep. The ceiling is 10 wins, not even 11. And right. And that's their best season. Like they are having a field day with that.
Yes.
So I like that tier a lot. I have the fighting for the playoffs of my official tier is the Cardinals. I threw the Bears with them, and I threw the Colts in with them. And then Chargers, Tampa Bay, Seahawks, Steelers.
Gotcha. Okay. I have the Colts too high, looking at my list.
I'm worried about their defense.
I have to drop them down. Yeah, and it's like... I think we've just talked ourselves into Richardson.
Oh, so played, like so much into Richardson. He's the best.
If that,
he's really the best. Like because it's funny because he could get injured week one again, and I'm just, sign me up for another year. Sign me up for another year of this. All right,
but like that team with expectations,
the Colts.
They overperformed last year after he went down. And now you plug him back onto that team.
Mm-hmm.
So they got another receiver, didn't they? Didn't they draft?
They got the guy with the guy, Adani Mitchell, who didn't. What was his deal? What was his deal?
Guy who is a diabetic who doesn't treat it right?
That's what it was. I knew he was a diabetic, but I forget what he did. He just doesn't treat it. He doesn't treat it right.
He gets really angry.
Bro needs a Snickers.
Oh, I forgot about that.
You're not you when you're hungry.
I think that was the hardest I've ever laughed doing one of these podcasts is when we talked about that. That was the greatest like pre-draft player profile.
Such a dumb story. Such a draft story. Like a classic draft story.
Yeah. Well. But all I was right. Like, I don't want this guy. Diabetic. He can't even girls in diabetes. Like, how's he gonna succeed in the
NFL? This guy.
Oh man, that was funny.
All right.
Okay. So I can see you had Colts and Bears on there. I didn't have those. Okay. I can get behind that.
Yeah, that's tampering the expectations of those two teams. I think for the general landscape.
Right. Your tier has the expectations are kind of. All over the place there.
I agree.
That doesn't mean it's a bad tier. It's just a different way of sorting them.
Thanks.
My next tier I have make or break season. And I have the Jags and the Dolphins. Those are the two big ones. The other two might be stretches. Jags, Dolphins, make or break year. And then I have the Bears and the Seahawks.
Okay, Bears, I'd say
the Seahawks, too like, early. For make or break.
And, like, if they break, they have to break
the game. I'm up
like,
for...
They, like, win, like, I'm one for game.
Eberflus.
Yeah, I think it's probably make or break for Eberflus.
Make or break for Eberflus.
That's okay. All right, then keep him in there like that. I think make or break for Geno and the Seahawks.
Exactly.
And like, I like
I
the
make or... I don't know how many more years they can do with Geno.
I like the make or break with the two Florida teams. I think they are at...
They both just signed the big extensions.
Yep.
To win Trevor.
So that means... Sorry, I'm laughing at a comment Ethan just said. Ethan said,
Chris said that your tears aren't bad. They're just ... different.
They're special.
They are special. They're special tears. The Jags and the Dolphins, yes, both signed mega contracts. Their coach has been there for a little bit. They have some repertoire behind them. Definitely make or break for Doug. I think Doug is on the hot seat if there's, any issues, sure. If there's any issues in Jacksonville. And
yeah. I think McDaniel, they'd have to blow up.
I was going to say, they'd have to lose. They'd have to lose big time for McDaniels to be.
And somebody would hire him right away.
Oh, yeah.
I don't. Like, he's not going anywhere.
It's funny, he's though, with the Dolphins, it's like, with the Jags, I can see where the make or break come because you could break with the coach. I can't see where the where the break is with the Dolphins because if they, I don't see where there's an opportunity where they don't run it back again. Like, I feel like they're stuck time zone where they just have to run it back until they win.
It's almost like an expectations thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they do the same thing they did last year, that's just who they are now.
Yeah.
And we're going to expect the same thing every year. They might be demoted to bid. Well, not even.
I think, yeah.
They'd be in, like, the Cowboys. Whatever Cowboys tier is.
Yeah, well, it'll just be like the believers are gone. Like there's you have believers for a couple of years in the NFL and then eventually they all dissipate. Like you could put Herbert alone in the make or break year for believers.
Yeah.
All right, I like it. I'm in on it.
Herbert or Tua?
Your tier, just your tier in general. I'm in on the tier.
What?
I'm in on the tier. I like
it. No, you said you could put Herbert in make or break.
Yeah, like a low. Like I'm saying, like if he has a terrible year, like his believers are done after this year. That's in a believer standpoint.
Oh, so you're just like bringing up Herbert, like as a
I was comparing
side
it
side angle
as like yeah okay, as a comparison to like how I how I now understand your tier where you could do the same. All right, whatever.
Yeah, no. I do get it. I just.
All right, I'm glad we got that covered.
So the Dolphins will have no believers.
All right. The Dolphins will have no believers if they lose.
If they don't just at least win a playoff game.
Just like Justin Herbert this year.
Right, yes.
All right, I'm glad we got that cleared up.
It was a good comparison. It was just out of left field.
Thank you. I'm glad we got it cleared up.
No long lead.
I didn't want the audience to be confused, too. That would have been bad.
I'm sure that they're following.
They haven't followed one in like 4 years. They haven't followed a podcast. All right.
So talking about tiers that they're not looking at. Although we will post these on.
Yes. Instagram. Yeah. These will be on Instagram.
If you want to pause, wait till we post and then listen to the rest.
Yeah. I mean, I think Ethan's the only one listening to it live. But
although, yeah, then you might forget. So she don't hang up.
That's a good point. All right, Ethan. Where am I at? How many tiers you got left?
I have 4 left.
All right. So I have a big one.
3 probably.
Yeah, I have a big one. Do you have a smaller one that's next?
I have 4, 3, 5, 3.
All right, I'm just going to do this big one then.
You want me to go?
I'm just going to do this big one and then you do 2.
Okay.
And then we should be like even because this one's... 7. All right.
Okay. So that would be even, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So now, gonna be in the mix means they're gonna be in the playoffs. They're gonna win a game or be close to winning a game. You're not gonna want to see them in the playoffs. I have the Bills. I have the Packers. I have the Texans. I have the Falcons. I have the LA Rams, the Cowboys, and the Jaguars. I think all of them will make the playoffs. And would be close to winning a game.
Yeah, the only thing there is that I'm comfortable seeing the Jaguars in the playoffs.
That's a good point.
I like that. That wouldn't give me any pause. Outside of that, I can see it.
I really want to know what this Falcons defense is like, though.
Yeah.
The Kirk Cousins signing is like kind of put a Band-Aid over all this.
What about the Achilles?
Not even that. I feel like the Kirk Cousins signing has been, let's just put a Band-Aid over all of the Atlanta stuff Like, they're just going to be good. And maybe I should take them down a notch.
Good.
Yeah, they could be good. I just put them in as I think they're going to make the playoffs, especially with the NFC being trash. Right. But are there other holes on the Falcons?
Is there another team where, like, I'm not scared to see them in the playoffs?
No, I wouldn't be either. I mean, rookie head coach, Kirk Cousins never be afraid in the playoffs. And the history of just being the Falcons. Yeah. Alright, so then they... Alright, them and the Jaguars. So what you're saying here is that them and the Jaguars should get their own tier.
Maybe. I don't know, because their teams on such different... Like, the situations are so different, but yet, like... Record-wise and just, like, roster-wise, they're actually pretty similar.
I guess that makes sense.
Did I nail that?
I think so.
I was just like staring at my tier list and then I looked up and you were laughing at me.
I don't know why I'm laughing at you. I thought that was just a funny way to say it. They're like,
does that make sense?
Yeah, so okay.
They're different, but they're also different because it's because of the quarterback situation. That's the difference, is that the Jags are in, like, year five of Trevor. And you had these expectations, like, slowly building, and now it's kind of at the point where either he's going to show us something this year, or...
He's not.
He is who he is.
Yeah.
Whereas the Falcons haven't been able to find a quarterback for a couple years. They have an iffy roster, and now they went out and signed a free agent to try to, like you said, put a Band-Aid on all of their other flaws.
I get what you're saying.
I think the result is going to end up being similar. It's just a different, like...
Yeah, different ways of getting there.
Perspective, yeah. Right.
All right. I like it. I know what you're saying. So, also, what you're saying here, it's funny. Great to love tiers list. What you're saying here is, on my tier list, that's how you would categorize them. But on your tier list, you'd categorize them the way that they're different.
Right, yeah. My Jags are make or break.
Yeah.
Falcons are in my next tier, which is,
go ahead,
expect to make the playoffs, but running out of time.
Okay.
So the Falcons, you just signed an older quarterback.
Yeah.
His time is running out. Like, the Falcons couldn't, there's no way that the Falcons have a good season for their standards and miss the playoffs.
I was just going to say, how funny would it be if Atlanta misses the playoffs?
It might.
Very funny. Be hilarious, even.
It would be funny. I like Kirk, though.
I like Kirk too much, too. I think he's too much, too nice.
I don't think anybody else in, but... But anyway, we already... That's, like, our number one rule is not to talk about the Falcons. Although now they have Kirk Cousins.
I was gonna say, and new coach, they no longer have Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith was the main factor behind that. We just knew, like, he was just boring and...
We nailed that, by the way.
We nailed it so bad. We nailed it so good.
Like, 3 years ago.
The second they hired, we said he looked like a boob and he was never going to amount to anything. And he was, like, the most hated Falcons coach of, like, all time. We have some bangers on here.
So smug, too. We do end up having good takes.
Yeah, we have some good takes.
Sometimes. I mean, the Rams was, like...
Yeah, nailed the super takes. Yeah,
did nail that.
Yeah, and that was great, too, because maybe that was just because I doubled down on it. I doubled down halfway through the season.
Remember you did double down halfway through the year. I doubled down right before the playoffs.
Yes.
And I won some money, so I was pretty happy about that.
All right.
Anyway, so the other teams in that tier, which is expect to make the playoffs, but running out of time, Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
Who honestly should have their own tier. Of just, like, 12-5.
It's, like, 12. And same with, like, all the offseason stuff. It's, like, Jerry Jones is going to say that they're going to go be all in. They're going to not sign their guys to extension.
All in my ass.
Yeah. All in my ass. I'm sad Skip's going to be gone. I'm sad Skip's
Where is he get? Is he retiring?
No, I don't think anyone wants him, though. No, nobody wants him.
He needs to do what Tucker Carlson did and just, like, start his own network. The Skip Bayless network would be awesome.
The SBN. Let's get Bayless Network.
Nice pick.
That'd be fire. Tucker Carlson Network. That was hilarious.
That's what he did.
He did. And then he comes out, he's like, they're trying to censor me. It's like, dude, you just got your own news channel. What do you mean they're trying to censor me?
Anyway, so Cowboys, I think if they don't, because they don't have their own tier on my list, I think this is where they fit in the best. I have the Rams, who Stafford's getting old.
Yep.
So that's the rationale there. And then the Jets.
Yep.
Who you just signed Aaron Rodgers, who has 2 years max left.
When I think the key to this tier, and the way I like you, I like how you phrased it, is if they don't make the playoffs, their fan base is in panic. Panic mode.
Right.
And for and a number only of
one of these
reasons.
Teams that has a recent Super Bowl.
Yeah.
To say, okay, that's fine. Just
yep. We
are who we are. We'll rip it down.
Yeah, and none of the other teams are going to want to
rip
it down.
Three of these teams can't back out.
No, yeah, they can't back out. They can't rip it down. So
yeah,
I like that tier a lot. That's great.
Thank you. And then to cover the other teams that you had in your bigger tier,
oh, yeah,
I have expect to make the playoffs, but need some time. And I'll add, need some time to become championship contenders.
Okay.
And that's the Packers, the Texans, and the Colts, who I put too high. I'm not sure where to put the Colts. I think you do expect them to make the playoffs if you're the Colts, though.
I think that's not a bad tier to put them in. Because they definitely can, because they expect to make the playoffs, but have time in case they don't. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't mind that. It's funny, can you put the Bills back? Because they were in this tier before. Can you put them back into the tier now that they traded people away?
Oh, no. They've graduated.
All right. I'm glad they graduated.
You can't go. This is a tier that you can't go back into. Like, this is a one-year. This is a rental tier.
All right. I like it.
You only get 1 year of this.
Yeah, I like it.
You get your first. So this is how team building works. You go from trash and concerned up to trash, but could be encouraging, to then what? There's something in the middle. And maybe you just jump to, like, you have 1 year, maybe 2 years in encouraging trash, and your second year is when you take a leap, and then you're in this expect to make the playoffs, but need some time.
Okay.
And from that point, you either go to Super Bowl or bust, or you go back down to make or break season.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I like that a lot, especially with what the Cowboys, or not the Cowboys, the Packers and the Texans. Those are teams that everyone's going to have a lot of expectations for this season because of how well they did last season. And they're not going to live up to the expectations. They're not going to win the Super Bowl this year, either of those two teams.
Right.
So, you
don't. But, like, if you go to the NFC Championship as the Packers.
Oh, yeah, right on.
That's a good year.
Yeah, it's a great year.
But it's the next year that it's not a great year.
Agreed.
That's what the Bills did.
Yes. They have one or two more years, or one more year, really, where they have to look pretty and win some fun games. And then the big boy pants come on next year.
Mm-hmm. All
right. I have, because now we're caught up, right?
I think so. I have eight teams left.
All right, I have nine.
And I think they are. Oh, right. You have. Yeah. Okay.
I have nine because I have the Jets. This is just championship contenders. I expect them to be in a championship game, whether AFC or NFC, either fighting for the game, playing in the game, winning the game, fighting for the Super Bowl. You get the point. I have the Bengals, I have the Eagles, I have the Dolphins, I have the Jets, I have the Cleveland Browns. Glad you agree.
Hey, well, no, I have the Browns. obviously, I have the Jets and the Dolphins lower, because we've already talked about those.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying from, like, their fans' perspective or from your perspective?
I think...
Like, would you be...
Sorry, go ahead.
I think from a roster perspective, they have a roster to be fighting in the championship games.
Okay.
I think that's how it is. And I think I was a fan of these teams, I would expect to at least play in a championship game this season.
Fair enough.
I think some of these teams I'd like flip the table if I wasn't, as in like the Jets, maybe even the Eagles. But
the other ones
I'd kind of be okay with. Like they're just good teams. They could win the Super Bowl. But I wouldn't be flipping. Like, you know. Yeah. Maybe the Bengals. If they're not playing in the AFC Championship, there's probably something wrong.
If they're not what? If
they're not playing in the AFC Championship, there might be something wrong.
Something wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Right.
So yeah, my tier is, these are Super Bowl or bust teams, but they have flaws. And that's the Eagles, the Bengals, the Browns, the Bills, and then the team you didn't have, which is the Lions.
Okay.
And we can run through each of them. Eagles crash and burn last year. This is like their third offensive coordinator for Hurts in 4 years. Kelsey gone. Reddick gone. We don't really know what this team is going to look like.
Yeah, this is
Lions.
So wait. Let's pause on them real quick. So does that mean we have too many? Like, are their expectations too high?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Because
this is still a roster that's top five, at worst top 10 in the NFL.
Okay, I agree. All right, I just want to clear that up. I'm glad we threw that there.
Yeah. And if you think like anyone there, see, this is what I mean by that tier that the Packers are in. Like the Eagles were in this tier 2 years ago, and then they graduated, and then they made a Super Bowl, and there's no going back.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We have a question in the chat. Are these ranked within the tier? Mine are. Chris's are not.
Mine are not, yeah. I'll reorganize them before I post them, though.
So they will be. On the Instagram, they will be.
It's a good question, yeah. Right. So yeah, that's rationale there. Lions. I hate to say it, but Jared Goff.
It's Achilles heel.
I like Jared Goff. Yeah. There's a ceiling there.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But like the ceiling went to a Super Bowl. Was a couple plays away from winning the Super Bowl. So,
yep, that's true. Bengals knees. That's the flaw. Joe Burrow's body.
Yeah,
if they can protect him, I don't. There's like he covers up flaws.
He does. He really does. And they. Like they're not gonna miss Tyler Boyd as their third wide receiver. They're not gonna miss Joe Mixon. And
Higgins, they tagged, right?
Yes, they tagged Higgins. Did they lose anyone on the defensive side? I'm very unfamiliar with their defense. I need to figure out.
I don't know,
because they still have Trey Henderson. I remember he was like holding out or whatever. But I think they're keeping him as well. I need an update on their defense, but as you said, as long as Joe Burrow's out there, he covers up a lot of flaws when he's not out there that the team has. So
didn't they sign someone from the Ravens, or am I thinking the opposite?
On defense? I don't think so. Not anyone big, at least.
Sure.
Pretty sure. All right, while you're looking that up.
Okay.
Where'd you have the Browns?
I had the Browns in this tier.
Okay, in the Super Bowl bust tier. It's funny because Watson is so low on all of our boards because of so many different reasons. Yep. But that being said, the roster around him is a championship roster. And back before he became who he became, Deshaun Watson was once a very good football player. So if he can ever get to that tier again, Oh, Geno Stone. You're right, Chris. Geno Stone went from the Bengals.
Geno Stone.
Or from the Ravens to the Bengals. He led the league in picks. Yeah, he did, I think. But anyways, if the Browns could get to that roster and put everything together, they have the defense, they have the weapons on offense, they might even get Brandon Ayuk. They're in the mix for that. So it could be, if they can put it all together, it could be a very highly efficient team. I was going to say a fun team, but that is not a fun team. Nobody wants to.
No, it's not a fun team.
No, nobody wants
to. And the funny thing is, like, the most fun football that they could possibly play, no one's going to be having fun.
No.
Because it's Watson.
Yeah. And it's him, like, extending the plays on his feet, doing the shit he did in college that was really, really exciting to watch. And it's just a shame that you don't get to root for that anymore because he's such a freaking
piece. Yeah. Yep. Right. And the Bills. I think we know where we're at with the Bills. This
yeah.
is what, like, year five now of can't win the.
It's funny. I got him out. I got him out of the championship contenders. I got him out of the championship. Yeah. Like, and expectation wise,
what was that last year?
Championship contenders. What do you mean?
You had the tier below championship contenders was.
Oh, last year. I don't remember last year. No.
No, your tier.
Oh.
That we're doing right now, that you had like the Cowboys and the.
Oh, gonna be in the
Rams.
Mix.
Gonna be in the mix. Okay.
Yeah. Because the reason why the out of championship contenders, because I mean their roster is just worse. I mean, expectation wise, they should be a Super Bowl or bust team, but their roster is clearly worse than it has been the past 5 years. Their defense is worse. Their offense is drastically worse. So I know they're gonna be in the mix, but there's a chance they miss the playoffs. It's not a long shot. They might be the third best team in the AFC East. Yeah.
All from grace.
Yeah. And I love it. And all the Bills fans still think they're going to win the Super Bowl. So.
I know.
I can't let them get to me, Chris.
Just hold up your hand.
Yeah, I know. I know. Every time.
Your hand. And then another thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. All right. Last tier. We have the same three teams. I have the Lions thrown in there. This is my Super Bowl or bust year, as in, I guess I took it a little more serious, where it is the Super Bowl or it is a failed season for these teams. And I have the Kansas City Chiefs, San Francisco 49ers, Baltimore Ravens, and now the Detroit Lions. The Lions have hyped themselves up where now they have to win the Super Bowl. Or they're just going to be disappointed. Yeah. Like they, and the other thing that I, like,
yeah, I know.
I bet them to have best record in the NFL at plus 1,000 because they have like 17 games, or sorry, 16 games out of 17 weeks where they're in a dome. They're in a dome for 16 games out of 17 of them.
It's gonna suck when they have to go outside.
I know. So like, they're not gonna win the Super Bowl, but like, they might have the best record in the league.
I can see that. I guess I just don't. I feel like too many things went right last year. I think I want to believe, although I actually don't because of Ben Johnson, but like for them, and I like Campbell and I like Goff, and it's almost too good to be true.
Sorry, Ethan's reading it backwards. No, Ethan, I have it the opposite. The Chiefs would be number one, and the Lions would be four in this tier. So he said bold take to have Lions number one. I was like, I just want to clear that up and say that the Lions are not my number one team. It's indeed the San Francisco Chiefs.
Well, you said that they have the best. I don't think they get the best record.
Yes, I did do that. That doesn't mean I think they're going to win the Super Bowl, though.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
It's funny. Two very different bets. Both means you're a good team.
Yes.
But two very different bets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, my tier's strongest contenders, which is they're still Super Bowl or bust, obviously, but very minimal flaws, if any, and that's Ravens, Niners, Chiefs.
Nice.
So, like, these are the teams where it's really, like, you can't really get better. So
no, there's not a lot of holes on any.
Almost just a waste of time. Like, as long as you make the playoffs, like,
the Chiefs might win 10 games whatever. This season. They yeah, might win like, 10, 11 games. They might not care at all.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. These teams, as you were saying, not caring about the regular season. Like, this is last year it was the Ravens, like, try to get Lamar the MVP, try to get the number one seed. Mm-hmm. Now it's like,
yeah, you have like a magical regular season.
Yeah, and now it's like week 15, maybe week 14, and you already have like 11 wins. Sit Lamar. Like, let's just get these guys ready for the January. These guys are the flawless teams. I guess the most flaws would be on the Ravens compared to the other two teams, right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it might be the Chiefs, and it just doesn't matter. We're just doing roster wise.
Yeah, because you're right. They're everyone that they lose, they're just gonna find someone to fill in. It's such a cop out because when you win the Super Bowl, you just kind of. The holes in your rosters just go away. There aren't any holes in your roster. Mm-hmm. You just won the
Super Bowl. But they've done it 2 years in a row.
Exactly. So, like, there's, like, literally, like, you're just nitpicking to find anything that can bring these guys down.
But it's, like, they have holes.
But they don't matter. The holes don't matter.
Exactly. They don't matter.
And it's funny because the Niners are almost the opposite.
And that's something that no NFL team has.
It's like they have no holes.
Yeah, they have no holes.
But it does matter because they don't have Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, exactly.
All right, comment from Ethan. If Niners lose BA, then they have more holes. Oh, Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, Ayuk.
I was very confused.
Yes. That's true. I don't think that's going to happen.
Ravens beat Niners. The Lions and Niners yesterday, assuredly. What does that mean? It says, P.S. Ravens beat Lions and Niners last year, assuredly. Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's
true. I mean, I have him ranked above. We have them both ranked above. Right. I don't know what he's still bitching. What's he bitching about? Besides the Niners.
If we're going to use last season's regular season games as arguments for, like, why your team that put up a dud in the AFC Championship should be ranked higher.
Point.
That was rude, but
it's okay. I didn't realize what he was complaining about until the Niners. But like, come on. Yeah, you beat the Niners in the regular season. That's great. They did whoop them too. That was what like
a good win. Yeah, they did. It was impressive.
That was an impressive win
in San Francisco.
Yeah,
but.
But then they didn't make it. They didn't last longer than the Niners, though. Yeah,
like you're in the tier with them.
That is true. I guess he doesn't get. But we shouldn't feel bad. He's the one that started this. All right. I think that does it.
That's right? It. That's all 32.
Yeah, that is all 32. What is? We'll do Super Bowls and we'll do bets. We'll have a bets bet episode. We'll do Super Bowl predictions. We'll do all that stuff. This is just to get the tier list out there. We will post the tier list online, on Instagram, on Twitter. I'm mad we can't stream on Twitter anymore. I like streaming on Twitter. We're back on Twitch.
Yeah.
You guys are curious to what we switch back to. So we are on Twitch Live and YouTube Live. If you are listening to that right now, thank you all for listening. And if you're listening to the podcast version, thank you all for listening there. See everyone. Back on a normal schedule starting Tuesday. All right, fingers crossed. It's still the summertime. We're figuring things out. It's funny, I still need to move, so we still have a moving day graphic to be determined. We'll see everyone next week, though. We won't waste another week of doing nothing. So we will be back next week. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you.